MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Falmas. The Vikings were busy yesterday, including re-signing one of their linebackers.
3rd and 6 from the Vikings 12. Snap. Goff. Hit back! Sack! Down goes Jared Goff! Eric Wilson, welcome home, my man. The Redford, Michigan native has 2 sacks and just buried number 16.
Paul Allen earlier this season on KFAN, the Vikings re-signed Eric Wilson to a 3-year, $22.5 million contract. In 2025, Wilson had a career-high 6.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and 115 tackles. Meanwhile, they say goodbye to Jalen Naylor and Ryan Wright. They're both out the door. Naylor's going to Vegas, Wright to the Saints. The Timberwolves are starting a 3-game journey in California tonight. They've got the Lakers at 10 o'clock. Meanwhile, in St. Paul, the Wild start a 4-game homestand against the Utah Mammoth. This will be a different roster than when the Wild were in St. Paul before the trade deadline, as a few bodies have been added. And Nico Sturm says that's a good thing.
We need depth. A team that goes far in playoffs, the teams that I've been on that went all the way, you need depth. Guys are, you don't want it, but guys are going to get hurt in playoffs. It's just the nature of the game. With how hard, how fast it's being played, and how tight it's going to tighten up now even more and get even faster. So you need a next man up mentality. And whenever a guy goes down, there's no panic. You know exactly who's going to fill that role. And I think Billy and the guys addressed that.
Wild and Mammoth are coming up at 7 o'clock from Grand Casino Arena. Amongst those bodies that have been added, Nick Foligno, he made his debut in the shootout loss to the Colorado Avalanche on Sunday. Also, Michael McCarron, Bobby Brink, and others. Should be an interesting lineup when they hit the ice tonight in St. Paul. Again, puck drops at 7 o'clock. Wild are 2-0-1 in their last 3. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.